What is a proven process to become wealthy? This 8-step process will transform you. Next on 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our 3-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, I want to address a question that I've been asked numerous times. What is a proven process to become wealthy? Now, I teach in my various educational events that wealth is far more than the money, but there is a unique process that I have helped thousands of people go through to predictably end up with a meaningful transformation, not just financially, but in what we call the 3 dimensions of authentic wealth. And so I got the inspiration for this process that I'll review with you here in just a moment when I read the book, The Experience Economy. Now, in this book, the authors talk about the concept that people will pay more for those goods or services that they perceive have higher value. Well, that seems like a no-brainer, right? Well, they use the example of coffee in their book, but I'm not a coffee drinker, but the same thing applies with water. So let me share with you my personal experience. Years ago, I had developed and created a large 26,000 square foot facility that processed purified water. It was bottled water without the bottle. They were packaged in plastic pouches. And water is usually about a penny per 8-ounce pouch. But when it went through all of this expensive equipment of deionization and filtration, reverse osmosis, and so forth, all of that equipment, which cost several million dollars, amortized over the millions of plastic pouches that we produced, it added another penny to each 8-ounce pouch of water. So it was 2 cents worth of water. Well, let me just explain to you that in the book Experience Economy, it talks about the concept that the lowest value is when things are perceived as just a commodity. And so water in its pure commodity form is 1 to 2 cents per cup. Now, when you take that water and you put it into a unique product type of a packaging, then the water goes up dramatically in cost. And you can then pay at a Costco or at a grocery store, a bottle of water may cost 10 cents up to 20 cents for a bottle of water when you do the math. And so all of a sudden, the water goes from about a penny or two up to 5 to 10 times that because it's now made into a unique product, a bottle of water or a package of purified water. Now, when that product enters the convenience sector or exceptional service, then the price usually goes up another 2 to 4 times. Coffee, when it is in a restaurant or a 7-Eleven, goes up to 50 cents to a buck. And really, coffee is only about 2 cents a cup in its pure commodity form as coffee beans. When it's made into a unique product, it goes up 5 or 10 times when you make a cup of coffee at home. But when it enters the convenience sector at a restaurant or a grocery store, 7-Eleven, then the price of the coffee goes up to a buck or whatever. But what about Starbucks? See, when you provide a unique experience, because Starbucks made their name by creating the internet cafe, a unique experience where people could hang out between the home and the office and with like-minded people and enjoy an espresso-based cup of coffee, and they commanded $4 and $5 for their cup of coffee. Well, this is true with water. So let me tell you the story. Way back in 1999, a group of my friends and I, we shipped our Harley-Davidson motorcycles down to Atlanta, Georgia. And then we flew in because we were very busy. We had tight schedules. And we went on a Harley ride all the way down through Daytona and then ended up down in Miami. And our spouses flew in. We went down to Key West, came back through the Everglades. And then we ended up in the Disney theme parks for 3 days. But they were the hottest May Days on record. And the first day we were in Disney World, we stopped 3 times at an ice cart, and I shelled out $2.50 for a 20-ounce bottle of water. Now, I could have walked another 10 or 15 feet and gotten a drink of water for free in the drinking fountain between the men's and ladies' room there. But instead, I shelled out $2.50, and I did it 2 or 3 times that day. At the end of the day, I had about a half a bottle of water remaining, but it was warm, and I chucked it in the trash without thinking a thing about it. We went out and filled our Harley-Davidson motorcycles with premium gasoline, and we screamed highway robbery. Why? Because back in 99, premium gasoline was $1.30 a gallon in our home state, and they were charging us, you're not going to believe this, $1.60 a gallon for premium gasoline. And we were screaming highway robbery, how can they take advantage of us tourists here in Orlando? Well, folks, if you do the math, $2.50 for a 20-ounce bottle of water is the equivalent of $16 a gallon for water. Now, that's 10 times what we were paying for premium gasoline. The point is, if you would have told me in 1975 that at the turn of the century, 25 years later, that people would pay as much for a gallon of water as a gallon of gasoline, I would have laughed at you. But 10 times as much? And throwing it away? Why were we willing to do that in Disney World? Because we were having a unique experience. My heavens, they now charge $4 for one of those bottles of water. That's the equivalent of $24 a gallon for water. So, folks, why do we do that? We're having a unique experience. But I learned that there is one level higher than a unique experience that people value the most. And if you understand how to create a meaningful transformation for those that you care about, then you will, in fact, be providing the most value for them. I teach this to entrepreneurs. I don't care if you're a doctor or a dentist. I don't care if you're a realtor or a CPA. I don't care what you do. When you move out of the commodity level up to not just unique products, but providing exceptional service, which is the furthest that most professionals get to, is providing the best service. It's creating or providing a unique experience. I always have wanted my audiences, when they come to learn, to have a unique experience. But far above that is to create a meaningful transformation. And so, because I use the story of water, let me ask you this question. If I had some water that I could provide you that is infused with immune system boosters that would protect you from dis-ease. We've all been very concerned recently because of the COVID-19. And let's say I had some water that could boost your immune system dramatically that would lessen the chance of you being susceptible to coronavirus, okay? How much would you pay for that water? Would you buy a bottle of that water for $10, $20, $25, or whatever? Sure, you would. And so what am I talking about? See, a lot of people, when they're not at ease, that's what we call dis-ease, it's not just physical dis-ease. A lot of people recently have not been at ease financially, and so they have a financial dis-ease, and that is caused by 3 major viruses, let's say. Taxes going up, because with the new multi-trillion-dollar stimulus package, taxes will be going up, and that's what erodes most people's hard-earned nest eggs. That's why they outlive their money in retirement. Taxes. Then inflation, which causes a lot of people to outlive their money. Their money runs out before they do. And number 3, market volatility, because we saw the market drop about 33%. It's recovered some of that, but it's still down at least 20%, even with the recent market upswings. And so we have those three dangers that causes financial dis-ease. What I love doing is helping you cure or making yourself immune from those three dangers: taxes, inflation, and market volatility. This is what creates the meaningful transformation. And I've used an 8-step process for 45 years that helps people make that transformation and help themselves be immune from taxes, inflation, and market volatility.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Should I save in a 401k or pay off my house? I'm going to answer that question up next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Doug Andrew. Welcome back. You know, in my second book, I had a chapter titled "All the Dogs Barking Up the Wrong Tree Doesn't Make It the Right One." You may be aware that I have a YouTube channel called Three Dimensional Wealth. And what I do on that YouTube channel, and you can subscribe for free, by the way, but every single day I post an answer to a question that has been asked anywhere from 30 to 300 or more times in the last 30 days. Now, that question has been asked numerous times for years, and so I'm going to answer it right now, because people come up and they go, well, should I save in my 401k? Or should I hurry and get out of debt and pay off my house? And they're shocked when I say, neither. They go, what? What? Neither? Okay. Now, here's why. I'm going to share with you why I do not own an IRA or a 401k. I would never participate in one. Never will, and I'm going to show you why, because what I do with my money is far superior to socking away money in a tax-deferred 401k or an IRA. And most people's method of getting out of debt by sending extra principal payments to the mortgage company is actually not the smartest or quickest way to get out of debt. I can prove to you that you can get out of debt about 2.5 years faster than any method of sending extra principal payments or a bigger mortgage payment to the mortgage company. So that's why I always say neither. So let me explain. So many times I have to sort of bring people back to what is it you're trying to accomplish, okay? What is your goal? Now, they say, well, I want to get out of debt. I want to get my house paid off. And I want to be financially independent, so I won't outlive my money in retirement. So, great. Those are great goals. Now, do you want a good way to accomplish those goals? But it's a far cry from the best way. Would you rather have a better way, or would you rather just cut to the chase and find out the best way to accomplish those two goals of getting out of debt and saving for a retirement nest egg where you won't outlive your money? And then people go, well, sure, I want the best way. Well, the best way is not socking away money in some tax-deferred IRA or 401k, especially if your money's in the market. And the best way to get out of debt is not sending extra principal payments to the mortgage company. You're like going down the highway that way with one foot on the gas pedal and the other foot on the brake pedal. And see, people don't even realize they're doing that. What I mean is, when you sock away money into a tax-deferred IRA or 401k, the premise is you think that down the road, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. And that's what people have been told for years, and that has not been true or axiomatic, just, you know, automatically an assumption for over 25 years. In fact, most people who save any type of a respectable retirement nest egg are not in a lower tax bracket. If you're in a lower tax bracket, it usually means you didn't save very much. And so why do we want to continue to defer in an account like that to some perceived unknown advantage and then withdraw our money when we're not going to be in a lower tax bracket? We all understand as Americans that we are likely going to see taxes go up dramatically. In most audiences, when I ask them, how many of you think taxes in the future will be lower? Nobody raises their hands. How many think they're going to be the same? A few maybe raise their hands. But when I say how many think the taxes in the long run are going to be higher, and a sea of hands goes up. And I go, well, if you really believe that, why are you postponing and delaying the inevitable, procrastinating, paying tax until taxes are going to be higher? That doesn't make sense. It'd be better to pay taxes now on the money you're socking away into a savings account. Fund it with after-tax dollars. Oftentimes, I use the metaphor of a farmer who is going to have the choice of buying his seed in the springtime. Well, do I pay tax on the price of the seed and then plant it, cultivate it, and later in the fall harvest, and I can now sell my harvest without paying tax? That's not an IRA or 401k. You may think that's a Roth. Well, yeah, a Roth is a step in the right direction. You're paying tax on the seed money, but you're enjoying the harvest without tax, which is going to be far better. In fact, sometimes it will give you as much as 50% more in net spendable income than the same amount of money in an IRA or 401k with the same rate of return if you think taxes are going to go up in the future. And so most people, though, 91% of Americans are still being duped into putting money into tax-deferred IRAs or 401ks, and you get a tax break on the seed. But later on, when you sell your harvest in the fall of life, now you agree to pay tax. And people are going to outlive their money because taxes will be going up. They were headed that way anyway because of irresponsible government spending, the printing of money. But we just passed the biggest stimulus package ever. The spending for the stimulus to come out of the COVID-19 crisis is almost double what the IRS collects in taxes in an entire year. So what does that mean? Taxes will have to go up. Also, nearly 50% of Americans seem to favor that we have a college free, that you forgive student loans, that we have Medicare for all. Hello? That's been estimated by the Congressional Budget Office and the General Accountability Office. It's going to cost $90 to $100 trillion if we do that. Folks, taxes will be higher in the future. And so if you are deferring, that's going down the highway with a foot on the gas pedal, but the other foot's on the brake pedal because you're killing all the deductions. You're paying off the house. The kids are gone when you're retiring. If they're not gone, if they're still living at home, you can't deduct them anymore. You're not contributing money to IRAs and 401ks. You don't have that deduction. If you're a business owner, you don't have that deduction. And so you hit retirement and you've killed all your deductions. And so most people are in as higher tax bracket when they retire than they ever were in when they were working and earning the money, even if they have less income. So folks, that's not the smartest way to go. I can prove to you that if you set aside that money into what I call a laser fund, LASER is an acronym that stands for Liquid Asset Safely Earning Returns, it compounds. I have earned an average for the last 25 years of 10.07% tax-free. For the last 45 years, I've averaged 8.2%. Let's just use 8. Let's round it down to 8. That means every $1 million I have in a diversified portfolio of laser funds will generate $80,000 a year of tax-free income because it's grandfathered. It is a sacred cow under the Internal Revenue Code. It's been that way long before the Roths came out in 1997. The premise behind a tax-free laser fund is under Section 72E, 7702, and 101A of the Internal Revenue Code. And they've been around, or even before the code, they were a sacred cow. We teach these various concepts in our educational webinars and in the books that I've written. And it means that $1 million can generate $80,000 to $100,000 a year of tax-free income. Do you know the financial services industry has a 4% rule? If your money's in tax-deferred IRAs or 401ks in the market, they're not supposed to illustrate more than a 4% payout. That means $1 million would only generate half of that, $40,000. But then you have to pay tax on the $40,000. Even in a 25% bracket, you're only netting $30,000. But most asset managers charge a 1% asset management fee to manage the $1 million nest egg. Well, that's another 10 grand. You pull out 40,000, you're only netting 20,000. Would you rather have 20,000 to buy gas and groceries in retirement? Or would you rather have 80,000? How much more is 80 than 20? It's four times. It's 400% more income. Folks, I'm out of time in this segment, but if you socked away what you would give to a mortgage company to get your house paid off into a laser fund, it would compound and grow to enough that in 12 and a half years, you would pay off a 15-year mortgage. You'd get out of debt 2.5 years faster than giving it to the mortgage company.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.